Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Feedback and Insight Share number 148. We were discussing levels of intimacy, the first two being, one is called cliches, which is like the superficial interactions, which we explained that, in truth, even those could be filled with meaning, and even those seemingly trivial interactions can have a profound influence. And the second one is the intimacy starting with sharing of facts. Now that in and of itself is a lower level of intimacy, but it could lead to something higher. So this is the idea is, as you're starting conversations with people regarding facts about themselves, first impersonal facts and then more personal facts, but to recognize that even on these seemingly lower levels of connection, every conversation can move us closer to becoming the best version of ourselves or to lead us away from it. Therefore, there's a responsibility every time we engage in a conversation with anyone and before we open our mouths to ask ourselves if what I'm about to say is going to help this person or these people become the best version of themselves or not. You could lead conversations where you want it to go. So you could start off with a superficial conversation. You could start off with sharing some facts. But at some point, it goes deeper than that. For example, there are things that are facts that are rare facts, insights on certain topics. So you'll learn about them from this particular person. And this will empower any conversation to switch from being mundane and boring to become fascinating and intellectually stimulating. Like, key is when you're in this level of second level of intimacy discussing facts, we move after a certain point from the low level impersonal facts to higher level impersonal facts. What do I mean by that? Lower level impersonal facts means you talk about current events, the weather, the market. High-level impersonal facts is discussion about a life of a particular person, a president, Abraham Lincoln, or some type of a concept. And then you move to personal facts at some point. That's when it becomes more intimate. So even in these two seemingly lower levels of intimacy, the cliche, which is the seemingly superficial, and the sharing of facts, is extremely important, and it accentuates what the importance of the power of speech is. Speech, as we know, is one of the most powerful gifts that a human being possesses. And like most gifts, it can be used positively to bring people up or negatively to pull people down. Words can either be positively charged or negatively charged. And it is worthwhile to really contemplate on how you talk and how you use your power of speech each and every day. One of those abilities in speech to go from the level of facts and go beyond is trying to look at the good in everyone, to catch someone doing the right thing. It's a nice slogan, catch someone doing the right thing. So often, we only catch people doing the wrong thing. Not because they never do the right thing, but because we're more likely to speak up when it's not the way we like it. And we normally speak up when things go wrong more than when things go right. And when things go right, we take it for granted. So that's why it's so important to catch people doing the right thing, seeing the positive, having that emotional maturity to respect and encourage every person. Give praise when they're worthy of that praise, or it could energize them and lift them up. It's also so important not to judge people unfavorably. There's different versions of the story. This author says it happened to him, where he was in a restaurant and a mother with a bunch of kids were rowdy and disturbing them. And he got upset and said, basically, why don't you control your children? And she responded, I'm so sorry, we left the hospital, their father just died an hour ago. they don't know how to deal with it. That's why they're talking this way. And he felt terrible because he realized he misjudged. So the key really is to be done the kafschus, not to judge a person or situation. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Be done the kafschus. Practice being non-judgmental. Because the judgment in a relationship is the poison that kills the relationship. It's very unhealthy to be judging your husband, judging your wife. When you're judging people, you know, then your relationships with them will become stagnant. We're all full of these judgments. But Hashem says, suspend your judgments. Yeah, if there's a din Torah, you have to pass the din Torah properly. But the key is, in any bein adam l'chaveiro, between a husband and a wife, Rebbe and Talmud, whatever the relationship is, it's being non-judgmental and trying to understand the other person. This Matthew Kelly, the author, brings a fascinating concept also with the power of speech from his older brother of how to give healthy criticism or healthy correction and build a person up. So he says he has an older brother that was an executive for a supermarket chain in Australia, and he was managing a while ago a large store in the Melbourne area, and he was showing his brother around. They were talking about business models and so on and so forth, and they came across a teenager who was stocking up shelves, and he noticed his brother, who was the manager, look at him, and he said, "Excuse me, you know, could you wait at the end of the aisle for me?" So he walked away, and he heard his brother masterfully telling this young man that he wasn't packing the shelves properly. And then his brother, who was a real high-tech, high-top manager, sat down on his hands and knees, got on his hands and knees in the aisle, unpacked that portion of the shelf, and showed this boy how to do it properly. All the while he was saying things like, "You're not in trouble, I'm not mad at you, someone had to show me how to do this once before." Then the brother had the boy pack the other half of the space that he had just taught, and he asked him how he's doing in school and what team he thought would win the football championship and how his family was doing. So he said, "I learned from my brother so much that day. The extreme patience, the valuable patience that he exhibited. And his corrections were not judgmental to this boy. Didn't come across as critical. Didn't yell at this boy, 'Look, it looks like garbage. Are you stupid? What's wrong with you?' That would have been destructive. Instead, his brother built the employee up rather than tearing him down. He had to tear part of his employee's work down because he needed to correct him, but he didn't have to tear the person down. And that's the difference between correction and criticism. Many people correct their employee, for example, in a negative way. This brother did not. He corrected his employee by instructing, being practical, and removing his ego. He was a manager of a multi-million-dollar store, and then he didn't find it humiliating. He broke his ego and simply went on his hands and knees in the middle of an aisle to remind this young man. This high top executive reminding this young man, we all needed to be taught things at some point. And he had his brother wait at a distance, even though he overheard it, but no one realized he overheard it, because you should never correct an employee in front of other people, because it dents their pride, and the pride could be blinding. So the idea is, this brother used this opportunity when he saw a teenager not stocking the shelves properly where he was working, is that he not only corrected him, he connected with him personally, progressed with a personal chat and built him up so that a relationship should continue even stronger. Another aspect that we have to be very careful with in this level of sharing facts and things like that, in this level of intimacy, is gossip. Gossip means a trifling or groundless rumor. Usually, we all engage in gossip. may begin in facts, but then it carries quickly out of the fact realm into speculation, into imagination. People who gossip around are not really true friends, because real friends are interested in helping other people become the best versions of themselves. Gossip rarely helps anyone become the best versions of themselves. They actually become worse usually. And this requires restraint and discipline to guide your speech and social interactions, both men and women. And as we know, does anyone like being talked behind their back? Of course not. But that's what gossip does. It talks about people behind their backs. It's so important. It's so yesidistic. To give the benefit of the doubt. Imagine your tongue being a small fire that could set a whole forest ablaze. The tongue is that fire. It's so easy to injure a person's reputation in a way that they may never recover from it. You just say one or two devastating words or rumors, and then they sink. So overcoming that gossip is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. And needs to be worked on and needs to be established. But the idea really is to give people the benefit of the doubt and to appreciate every person. People need to feel appreciated. It makes all the hard work and effort seem worth it when there's appreciation and allow wings to fly. And it's so important to show that appreciation all the time, especially in a marriage relationship. Thank you for doing the ironing. It's really, really appreciated. It makes my shirts look so much nicer when I go out to work. Thank you for taking care of the children. Thank you for bringing the children to school this morning. That extra 20 minutes really, really helped me. Thank you for taking me out to dinner tonight. I didn't really feel like cooking, and this helped me. And thank you for listening. And thank you for not saying anything this afternoon. Thank you for thinking about me today. I'm lost without you. Thank you for not saying anything this afternoon. I know you warned me about that. I really appreciate that you bit your tongue and didn't say I told you so when you had a reason to do that. I appreciate the way you gently challenged me to work out today, even though I didn't feel like it. The spoken word is powerful. And the written word is powerful. To write a card, to write a letter, to strengthen the bond between a husband and a wife. Very often with employees and employers, they feel underpaid, underappreciated. When you express your appreciation often, it's more valuable than gold for so many people. So use the power of speech to speak honest words of appreciation at home, at work, wherever you are. Be the giver of gifts. Use this gift of speech in the best possible way. Speech is so powerful that it can inspire the best in people, or it could discourage them beyond recovery. It ranges between those two extremes. The tongue is like money, terrible master, but an excellent servant. We need to discipline our tongues, to use it only in a way that will become and develop us to be the best version of ourselves. It's so important to do. The power of the spoken word can never be underestimated. And this is the idea. So going back to these two levels of intimacy that you need to start out with, the cliche, the superficial, which could be filled with meaning as well, and then the facts, these two alone gets you to a higher place of intimacy, which we're going to discuss in the next year. But right now, in these two modes, it could be lonely because it's impersonal still. And we need to move away from that. What is loneliness? The hardest part of loneliness is not being without friends. It's being surrounded by friends and never be truly known, meaning we meet a lot of people, but we realize that no one really understands us. So no one really becomes intimate with each other when you only discuss weather or sports or the stock market. And that's very important. And this communication of facts between two people could go into a higher level of getting more into more personal facts till there's a point where there's actual real connection. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us with even these two levels of intimacy that's so sorely needed, to recognize that every interaction, what seems like a cliche, which seems superficial, is deeply, deeply, deeply meaningful. Even with a husband and wife, these conversations, and certainly sharing of facts, even impersonal facts, till we lead to a higher and deeper level of connecting, which we're going to discuss, Be'ezras Hashem, in the upcoming shir. Bracha and Hatzlacha.